Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me as we are journeying in Ephesians chapter 5. We're in Paul's writing in verse 17, where he says, "Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." The therefore is in regards to the fact that he's just told you to walk carefully or accurately, not as unwise, but as wise, and buying the time because the days are evil. Then he says, "Therefore, do not be unwise." It's a little bit odd in the English. The English translation, I'm using the New King James, verse 15, "not as fools, but as unwise," or "not as fools, but as wise." That word "fools" is really the Greek word "unwise." And then in verse 17, "do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Different Greek word used here than in verse 15. This word, although translated "unwise," is actually "foolish." So I find it odd that the English used the exact opposite word from the Greek in verse 15 and in verse 17. If you want to get a better rendering, if you have your hard copy in front of you, you want to get a better rendering of these two verses in the Greek, take the word "fools" from verse 15 and the word "unwise" from verse 17 and flip them around. "Unwise" belongs in 15, "fools" belongs in 17. "Therefore, do not be fools, but understand what the will of the Lord is." And I want to, we'll talk about why I think that's such a bold phrase. First of all, since you know you need to walk what the old King James calls circumspectly or accurately or carefully, and you're choosing the right opportunities for good, because remember, we're redeeming the time, then don't be foolish, but know or understand what the will of the Lord is. And this is in regards to how we are using the opportunities put in front of us. I mean, ultimately, the Lord is working in us all of the things that need to be done on our behalf, all of the works of sanctification and the work of renewal and the work of transformation. That's all, of course, His will. But in the meantime, we are walking in a way in which we are discovering that will as we walk. And so as we realize we're children of the light, and we walk accurately, not as an unwise man, but as a wise man, as we redeem the time in our life, we will understand the will of the Lord. So, first of all, let's talk about the will of the Lord in regards to your day-to-day walk, and then let's talk about it in regards to this text. You are, Christ lives in you, the hope of glory. You are not on opposite sides of God. So you are not miles away from God's will. He is working in you both to will and to do according to His good pleasure. You're working that out every day. You're walking that out every day. He's doing the work, you're walking it out. But it's that word "His," according to His good pleasure, is actually not there in the Greek. It's according to good pleasure. So it's God working good pleasure in you. And this is why I believe that it's easy to discover the will of the Lord for your life, because it will be the thing that brings you peace, and it will come from a place of your pleasure. So the will of the Lord is never going to be something you hate. It's going to be something that comes out of a place of perfect peace and out of a place of your pleasure. And so finding the will of God is pretty simple. It's simply, what is it that you want to do? Where has He placed peace? And then that is the will of God. In regards to this text, we start to understand that will as we walk out the light in our life. And those two go hand in hand, because as we walk it out, it becomes more and more the thing that we want to do and the thing that defines us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.